理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today. You know, a lot of people enjoy talking about food, and that's what we'll be doing today in our lesson, A Taste of Germany.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve. That's right. We're going to go to Germany. Well, we've already been to Russia and Italy in Europe, and Germany is not very far away, but German food is quite different from the food in those countries. We're going to find out how different it is.Let's go to the reading now on page 25 in the right-hand column for A Taste of Germany.
A Taste of Germany. I have a confession to make. I love meat. All kinds of meat. So if you happen to be a vegetarian, dear reader, please stop reading now.This article contains graphic descriptions of meaty German cuisine. While Germans do eat an occasional salad, a large part of the German diet consists of meat, meat, and more meat. Much of this meat lands on the plate in the form of sausages. In fact, about 1,500 different kinds of sausages can be found in Germany.
Well, our writer says, looking for a meaty meal, German cuisine is the food for you. So if you like to eat a lot of meat, or if you want a meal that has a lot of meat, then German cuisine is right for you.
Okay, there are a lot of people who love to eat meat. They have to have it every day, so I guess German food would be the kind of food you should try. Well, the author starts by saying, I have a confession to make. And when someone starts a sentence by saying this,You know they're going to admit something maybe that they wouldn't normally admit.
Right. You usually think they're admitting something that they've done wrong or maybe they're embarrassed about. But it can also just mean that they're going to tell you about something that maybe they haven't told before, right? And in this case, he says, I have a confession to make. This is very true about me. I love meat, all kinds of meat. So Michael, our writer, is a meat eater.
Well, maybe in this day and age, admitting that you love meat isn't such a good thing. We know that having a lot of meat in your diet isn't very healthy, mm-hmm. but still a lot of people love to eat it, including our writer, Michael.
Okay, so he likes meat a lot. He says, if you happen to be a vegetarian, dear reader, please stop reading now. So he understands that there are vegetarians out there, people who do not eat meat, people who do not like to eat meat or fish, but eat primarily vegetables and fruit. And he says, if you're that kind of a person, then maybe you don't want to listen to this article because he's going to talk a lot about meat.
That's right. He says, dear reader, please stop reading now becauseThis article contains graphic descriptions of meaty German cuisine. Now, it doesn't just contain descriptions, but graphic descriptions. Vicki, what does that mean?
Well, graphic here just simply means very, very vivid or very, very descriptive, right? He's going to give some very descriptive definitions of this food, this meaty food, and it might upset those people who don't like to talk about meat.
Well, it could offend some people, but I think our author is having some fun. You see this phrase...could contain graphic descriptions or graphic images when you're talking about TV shows and movies. And I think Michael is just borrowing that language to have some fun as he's writing this article.
Right. Sometimes if you're watching a TV program, a warning might come on that says, this program contains some graphic images that you may not want to view or you may want your children not to view. So use caution. It's a warning. So our writer is giving a warning here to those that might be offended by meat. I think he's being playful, not trying to offend anyone, but making it clear that German food is very meaty.
Right. Well, while Germans do eat an occasional salad, it goes on to say, a large part of the German diet consists of meat, meat, and more meat. He says the word three times to give emphasis to the fact that Germans love to eat meat.
And we do that a lot when we're talking. If we really want to emphasize something, we'll say, oh, my vacation was fun, fun, and fun.
Right. Well, they do eat an occasional salad. Once in a while, Germans might eat lettuce and vegetables, but a large part, the majority of the diet that Germans have consists of eating meat. Much of this meat lands on the plate in the form of sausages. Now, when we think of landing, we think of airplanes landing on the runway. And I don't think the sausages literally are landing on the plate from the air. It means they arrive on the plate that way, in the form of sausages.
Okay, as we see here, the diet, the German diet, just basically refers to generally what Germans eat. It's not talking about going on a diet, but it's just talking about the things that they normally eat. Well, it does say that this food lands on their plate, and as you said, Steve, it doesn't mean that it kind of flies through the air and drops on the plate, but that's where it ends up. Maybe from the frying pan or from some other place, it ends up on the plate, and a lot of people have a chance to eat some great sausage. Now, we've talked about what sausage is before. It's meat that has been ground up and stuffed into some kind of casing.
Right. Well, the Germans love to eat their sausage. In line 7, we find out that, in fact, there's 1,500 or over 1,500 kinds of sausages that can be found in Germany. So there are many, many different kinds, maybe different kinds of meat or different spices that are added to each kind of sausage. So if you like sausage, you'll like German food.
I guess you have to be German to know that, because when I was growing up, I thought there were maybe two or three different kinds of sausages, but now we're finding out that there are so many different varieties. And so I'm sure that people decide what, you know, they like certain flavors, they like a certain consistency, and you can find all different kinds of sausages. Well, students, it's time for us to visit the chat room. We're going to find out how Ken and Rachel are doing. Then we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about German food. Don't go away.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. Our lesson today is about German cuisine.
So German cuisine is German food, right?
That's right. Food is just a general term. But when you use the word cuisine, it sounds more refined than if you just say food.
Yeah, the word itself sounds exotic.
Well, that's because the word originated in French. It refers to a style of preparing food or the food of a certain country.
Cuisine 和 food 我们可以来做一个区分。Food 是代表食物最普遍的字，而 cuisine 是烹调或者某一种烹调法。Now, there's something I don't quite understand. It says here, a large part of the German diet consists of meat. German diet? If you want to lose weight, shouldn't you cut down on meat?
Well, be careful with this word diet, Ken. Diet by itself just means food, what you eat. So if I say, you should watch your diet, I'm saying, you should watch what you eat. But dieting, or to be on a diet, are very different. Dieting means to control or adjust what you eat in a carefully planned way for the purpose of losing weight.
Diet 这个字要注意，它是指食物、饮食。You should watch your diet, 你要注意你的饮食。但是 diet 当作动词或者用在片语 to be on a diet 指的呢是节食，照规定饮食。
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
True or false, some traditional German dishes still use horse meat. True or false,Some traditional German dishes still use horse meat. True! Really? Oh no! Personally, I would rather ride horses than eat them.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We want to continue talking about German food and all that tasty meat.
Well, it's obvious that our writer is not a vegetarian. He loves to eat meat, so he sought out a German restaurant. What did he order? Well, let's find out now on line 9 as we continue with the reading.
A Taste of Germany. So when I recently got hungry for a meaty meal, I headed for a local German restaurant. I started off my meal with a selection of delectable cold cuts. These are usually eaten for breakfast or as a snack. But since it was already well past breakfast time, I broke with tradition and ate mine as an appetizer. The Kartnerwurst, Extrawurst, and salami were all tasty, but my favorite by far was the Sulze. This delicious mosaic of ham and spiced gelatin had a rich, savory flavor.
Well, our writer tells us here when he got hungry for a meaty meal, he decided to head for a local German restaurant. Now, when you get hungry for something, it gives you the idea that maybe there's kind of a special desire to eat a certain kind of food, right?
That's right. We're going to find out that there's a word for that later on. It's called crave. I crave something, C-R-A-V-E, and our author was craving a meaty meal. Sometimes you just have this desire or a special desire to eat something with a certain flavor. Maybe it's salty or you want something sweet. That's a craving.
So we might be hungry and we may not know what we want to eat sometimes, but other times we're pretty clear about what we want. There's just something there inside of us that's telling us, I just have to have beef noodles today.
Yeah. Well, the author had to have meat, and so he headed for a local German restaurant. He started off his meal with a selection of delectable cold cuts. Now, delectable is a word you'll see often when you're talking about food. It simply means very tasty, very delicious.
Very delightful, very delicious, absolutely. We have a lot of words that we can use to say delicious, and we've been learning a lot of them over the last few months in these lessons. So it was very delicious, and he calls them cold cuts. Now, cold cuts are cold food, aren't they?
They are, Vicki. Simply put, they're sliced assorted meats. And they come in a form like sausage usually. It's been minced and then put together in sausage form, and then that sausage has been sliced.
Okay, so it's been sliced up. A lot of times we have cold cuts without any bread. It's just meat that you enjoy with maybe some vegetables. But he went there and he tried out some cold cuts he really enjoyed. He says these are usually eaten for breakfast or as a snack, but since it was already well past breakfast time, he says, I broke with tradition and ate mine as an appetizer. So he broke with tradition. When you break with tradition, basically what you're doing is you're not following tradition.
Right. So I guess the tradition in Germany is that these cold cuts are normally eaten for breakfast or as a snack. Well, Michael, he was so hungry and these looked so appetizing that he wanted to eat them right then and there.
So the cold cuts were more like an appetizer for him before the main meal. But then it was time to start the meal, and he started with the sausages. So we learn about those here, some different kinds of sausages. Now we see the word Wurst here over and over again, and Wurst basically is the German word for sausage.
Okay, remember there are over 1,500 kinds of German sausage, and our author just gives us the name of a few that he tried at the restaurant. Here are the names. The Kartnerwurst, the Extrawurst, and the salami were all tasty, but his favorite by far was the Sulze. So our author is trying out some of the famous German sausages.
And of course, all of these different sausages have different flavors. Some are salty, some are spicy. Like salami, I think of a more spicy type of sausage. The Extrawurst is a juicier type of sausage.
The word salami, again, for me, I instantly recognize that word and what kind of flavor it is. Mm-hmm. I often associate salami with Italian sausage, but remember, friends, Italy and Germany share a border, and so they share some cuisine, they share certain foods, and I think salami and sausages is something that both Italians and Germans love.
But again, you will see a lot of meat in the German diet, and our writer was very happy about that.
He certainly was. Well, in line 15, we find out that his favorite was the Sulza, which is a delicious mosaic of ham in spiced gelatin, which had a rich, savory flavor.
Okay, now we see a couple of words there. First of all, ham, of course, we know, is pork, and it tells us that it was spiced. It was spiced ham or in a spiced gelatin. Now, often when we think about gelatin, we think about a clear substance, and sometimes we think about it being sweet, like something that you would eat after dinner. But actually, this gelatin it comes from the juices off of the meat or off the bones of an animal, and as it's put in water, it creates this gelatin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's jump back to the word mosaic for a second. Mosaic is often something that's made of little pieces, and so when you look at this ham in the gelatin, it looks like bits of meat or bits of ham in this spiced gelatin. I think of pictures or artwork mm-hmm. made from tiles, different colored tiles, which create a mosaic.
Right. A lot of times people will create beautiful masterpieces out of these different tiles, and it's a mosaic. It's very, very beautiful. Well, for our writer, this is what it was. This ham and the gelatin looked like a great mosaic.
So not only was it a beautiful mosaic, but according to our author, it was very, very delicious. Well, Vicki, you had a chance to visit a German restaurant. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, we know that our teacher, Andrea, from Let's Talk in English, is from Germany. Her parents came from Germany, and so she speaks German, and she loves German food. So I had the chance to go with Andrea to a German restaurant, and she introduced some things to me that I didn't know. Let's take a look.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 confession 这个名词。它是从 confess, 承认这个动词衍生出来的。Confession 是指对自己的错误的自白或招供。Make a confession 是指坦诚错误。例如 ,he made a full confession of his crimes to the police. 他向警方完全供出自己的罪行。或者是 ,I have a confession to make.I forgot your birthday. 我要向你坦诚，我忘了你的生日。继续我们看的是 graphic 这个形容词。Graphic 本来是指描绘的或者是用图表显示的。但是在这里 graphic 是指写实的或者是绘声绘影的。通常是用来形容令人不悦或者是害怕的事物。例如 ,he described the car accident in graphic detail.他极尽所能地描述车祸恐怖的场景。最后我们看的是 mosaic 这个名词，注意它的 s 是发 z 的音，而且重音是在第二音节，念成 mosaic。mosaic 是指马赛克这种工艺，但是 mosaic 在这里是指像马赛克一样镶嵌或者是拼贴而成的事物。例如The dessert is a mosaic of chocolate and nuts. 这份甜点是由巧克力跟坚果相拼而成的。And that's all for today's language tips. Let's go to the word bank.
Confession. In his confession, the man admitted to stealing the money. Vegetarian. Let's not have hamburgers for dinner tonight.Our guests are vegetarians. Graphic. The graphic violence on some TV shows is not appropriate for children. Cold cut. What kind of cold cuts do you want on your sandwich? Mosaic. The autumn leaves made a mosaic of color on the ground. Gelatin. Susan added gelatin to her cheesecake to help it stay firm.
A Taste of Germany. I have a confession to make. I love meat. All kinds of meat. So if you happen to be a vegetarian, dear reader, please stop reading now. This article contains graphic descriptions of meaty German cuisine. While Germans do eat an occasional salad, a large part of the German diet consists of meat, meat, and more meat. Much of this meat lands on the plate in the form of sausages. In fact, about 1,500 different kinds of sausages can be found in Germany. So when I recently got hungry for a meaty meal, I headed for a local German restaurant. I started off my meal with a selection of delectable cold cuts. These are usually eaten for breakfast or as a snack. But since it was already well past breakfast time, I broke with tradition and ate mine as an appetizer. The Kärtnerwurst, Extrawurst, and salami were all tasty, but my favorite by far was the Sulze. This delicious mosaic of ham and spiced gelatin had a rich, savory flavor.
Well, students, with all of our taste of articles, we like to talk about what the cuisine is known for. German cuisine is known for sausages, definitely. German sausages, we find out here, can be made from pork, beef, or even horse meat, though pork is most common.
And remember, German sausages come in over 1,500 varieties. Well, another thing that German cuisine is known for is bread. Most varieties of German bread are made with both wheat and rye flour. Germans love to eat bread for breakfast or in sandwiches in the evening.
Okay, and German food is more mild than other types of food. It's rarely spicy or hot. Some common herbs we find out and spices are parsley, thyme, basil, and sage. And mustard is also popular.
Wow, well, I love to have mustard with the sausages. That's a great combination. Desserts. Germans love to eat their desserts. They bake a large variety of cakes and pies. Black Forest cake is one of their most famous desserts.
Okay. Well, students, you can check out the rest of this list. It's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you for being with us today. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.